Welcome to the Steelers Realm Podcast. Now, here are the boys of Steelers Realm, New Jersey Dev, JT, and the famous TA.
Hey, Steeler Nation, welcome back to another episode of Steelers Realm Podcast, powered by Riverside.fm, the official remote high-definition video and audio conferencing tool of Steelers Realm. I'm one of your hosts, JT, along with over in the heart of, where is it? Ohio country. It's the famous TA. What's up, buddy?
Hey, not much, JT. What's happening, man?
I don't know, man. It's hard to keep track of you anymore.
Well, you know, I'm a man of mystery, buddy. I like to be here, like to be there. I'm almost everywhere. The only place I'm not at, JT, is OTAs.
At OTAs. Yeah, well, definitely. I want to get into that. Talk about that. And over on the other side of the state, New Jersey, Dev. How's it going there, Dev? How was your week, brother?
Good, man. Good. Watched some soccer over the weekend. The Euro Cup's going on right now. It's pretty entertaining. Made some money. Watched the Pirates lose.
It's pretty entertaining when you make some money, right?
Yeah. I had Finland plus 900 in that game that guy had a heart attack in. You guys see that?
No. Oh, yeah.
No.
What was the over and under odds on him having a heart attack?
I don't know, but it helped me.
Who would have thought?
I thought they were going to call the game because they put it into suspension. I was like, I'm going to get screwed again because I got screwed on the Derby because Medina Spirit won over Mandolin. I had Mandolin. Here comes out Medina Spirit was taking steroids, which, you know, everybody's mad at the owner about that, but nobody's mad at the actual horse for taking the steroids. But I thought I was going to get screwed too on the game, and the book was just going to keep the money, but luckily they came back on.
Oh, that's cool. Good deal.
Good weekend. How was your weekend, JT?
Oh, not too bad. Let's see. We had a pretty good weekend, actually. Went down to see the Alterna Curve. Rainout day was the Thursday night game got rained out. So one thing they'll do is if you have tickets to, like, the following day game or when they make up the rainout, even if you have tickets for that day, you can go to both games. Or if you had tickets to Thursday night game that got rained out, you could come and go to both games on Saturday. So we left the house early, me and the boy Wonder, along with my assistant coach and his boy. And we had a great day, but we got roasted down there, sitting in section 106 right above the visitor dugout. But it was a good time. We had a good weekend, man. We had great seats, a great event. If you ever had a chance to go see the Alterna Curve, which is, of course, Pirates affiliate, go down and see it. It's a great ballpark, great place to be. The boy was pissed all night long, all day long, because he couldn't get a foul ball, and they were going to everybody else, and they wouldn't let him down near the field to talk to players and stuff. But, it was a good weekend. Good weekend. We had a lot of fun.
How about that O'Neill Cruz, man? That dude... He hit that 463-yard bomb on Friday night off the roller coaster out in right field.
Well, their shortstop racked another one into the roller coaster, I think, in game two. He sent a bomb out there, too. I think it's still rattling around in the coaster out there, too. But, yeah, man, it's a good team. The one guy's down. I can't think of his name. The Asian
Real
dude.
Hoss.
Yeah. Asian dude, Jay Ren, something like that. But anyhow, good weekend, man. Got some sun and ready to roll. With Steelers in OTAs, we're working our way towards the beginning of the season. I got a couple dates too. Good podcast set up. Even, you know, we're in the middle of. Off season, OTAs going on, but we've got some stuff to talk about. We'll get inside the realm. We'll also talk about the social media shit post of the week, which really is gaining in popularity. What we can expect from OTAs, some players to watch, and also something that we've been nominated to for our podcast and Twitter accounts in the Pittsburgh City Paper Contest, Best Of. So we'll talk about that and let you know how you can vote for your favorite Steelers Realm podcast and Twitter accounts. And also, of course, the Steel City Star Spotlight Player of the Week, which is a good one, too. We'll tell you about in just a minute. So before we get into that, guys, 90 days till the regular season starts against the Bills on Sunday, September 12th. But we get an early break and get to watch Steelers play a little bit early. 52 days until the Hall of Fame game versus Cowboys. Of course, Thursday, August 5th at the Hall of Fame. What's funny, we were laughing before we started. One of the questions on the web was where is the Hall of Fame game played? Kind of silly. But anyhow, we got mini camp. When's that start, TA? What's the scoop with that?
Oh, mini camp kicks off tomorrow. 3 days, 15th, 16th, and 17th. This is the last time we're going to get to see anybody until the 21st.
The official start of training camp, right? Or, exactly. Oh, well, no. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. For the Steelers and the Cowboys, that is.
So OTAs, just for our listeners out there, OTAs stands for what? Organized team activities, right? And they are not mandatory, correct?
Correct. The first two phases, JT, are not mandatory.
Okay.
The last and final phase is absolutely mandatory.
Which is what we're entering now, basically mini camp, right?
Correct. Yeah. This will be the first time that the entire team will be at training camp.
Okay.
Or mini camp or OTAs or the NFL's mandatory 3-day session.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Cool beans. Ah, we're inching closer and closer, guys. Before we get inside the realm, Dev, why don't we jump into what do you got lined up for our Steelers social media shitpost of the week?
Yeah, this week, Marlon Humphrey, you know, the Baltimore Ravens safety, he takes the cake for the shitpost of the week. He tweeted out the other day, macaroni and cheese is nothing more than cheese and noodles, and they are not good. So,
what?
I mean, what kind of asshole doesn't like mac and cheese?
What? Come on, man.
Seriously.
Well, you know what? I might have to side with old Marlon on this one.
Really?
And the only reason I say that is we had a conversation about that just this weekend. What else can they put mac and cheese on? Because it seems like every menu at every restaurant across the United States has some kind of mac and cheese dish.
Oh,
I mean, I'm waiting for mac and cheese in my yogurt or maybe mac and cheese in my pudding.
Because the reason why it's on every menu is because it's good. It's just that good.
People love it, man.
Yeah, Marlon Humphrey's an asshole.
I think it's good, but I gotta admit, man, it's not like bacon. Bacon makes everything taste good. I'm just not too sure mac and cheese in my blueberry yogurt's going to make it taste any better.
Well, I don't know if I'd go blueberry yogurt, but I'll tell you what, lobster mac and cheese is pretty
kick-ass. I was just about to say that, JT. So good.
One of the best steakhouses in Pittsburgh, Capital Restaurant, has phenomenal lobster mac and cheese. Of course, their dry-aged steaks aren't bad either, but yeah, man, mac and cheese. Hey, even a layman's mac and cheese, Sheets, 2 a.m. mac and cheese with chili on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that definitely hits a spot.
Hey,
scoop
look,
it up okay. with some Doritos, or some Doritos or some Fritos.
All right, so now I got to ask a question.
Mouth
I was out
watering.
West in Colorado this weekend. Are you going to dig into a plate of Rocky Mountain oysters and mac and cheese? Because that's a delicatessency out there.
Delicatessency.
And you want to be delicate when you go into those Rocky Mountain oysters. Now, you boys know what Rocky Mountain oysters are, right?
No.
No.
They're bull balls.
Of course.
So you had nuts in your mouth this weekend.
Who should have known?
With macaroni and cheese. It makes everything taste better.
Yeah, throw some bacon on there and you've got the coup de grace.
You got a coup de grace.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, man. Yeah, so he doesn't like mac and cheese. All right. Well, that's fine. Could be worse. Could be worse.
It could be worse.
Every day, I see some silly post on these Steeler groups. You guys see it, too. Steeler Nation, you guys follow the groups, the Facebook groups. You see it.
Lots of funny stuff.
Women trying to get attention. Posting just
so
random.
What contest are we in, JT? Somebody nominated us for some contest.
All right, let's get serious here. Pittsburgh City Paper Contest. This is the best of for 2021. We are in the Peoples and Places category.
What?
People and Places, and that includes...
We got nominated?
Yes, we got nominated for Best Podcast. Yeah. And also nominated for Best Twitter Account. So... we got a pretty good guy behind our Twitter taking care of that kind of stuff out there, too. So we'll post the link, but if you go out to City Paper, look up City Paper, Best of Pittsburgh 2021, and you'll be able to find it. Or just go to SteelersRealm.com, see if we can put it on our website, Dev. And we'll also post it on Facebook and Twitter for everybody, and as well as leave a link in our podcast description as well, too. So please, guys, help us out, man. Get a vote in. One of our buddies is out there, too, as well. Bubba Brewer, he's out there, too. So, you know.
You can only vote for one.
You can only vote for one.
Bubba right now.
So, you know, we love you,
we're
Bubba.
In strict competition.
But we're going to ask.
We had him on the show last year and we promoted his vote.
That's
last
right.
Year, but we're in the competition this year.
Yeah. And he'll give us some kudos too. He already said that. He would too. So, yeah, man, okay. We're in the contest. You know, so help us out, listeners. Go out to
hear me out for a second here about this contest though.
Go ahead. Guys. Go ahead.
Just bear with me here. So we're not on the paper ballot yet, right? Like our buddy Bubba, you know, who conveniently found himself at the top of the ballot yet again. But we're in the pull-down tab underneath, you know, the 30-plus podcasts that are on the ballot.
Good point.
So that's why I wanted to ask you guys first here, because I know, you know, Jim shared the news that somebody had nominated us, and I was like, hell yeah, man, I'll blast this shit out on social media first thing in the morning. But then I clicked the link to vote for us, and I scrolled and scrolled and scrolled down the ballot, and I was like, what the hell, man?
Didn't see it. Right.
And I found us in the drop down tab. So I was like, man, this is some Ralph Nader bullshit here. The Pittsburgh City Paper just went and slapped us with their big old Gary Johnson, you know? So I wanted to ask you guys first before I go out and, you know, go full blown, you know, Joe Jurgensen and Spike Cohen on the campaign trail. Why aren't we on the ballot? PGH paper.
We are. It's just the pull down. So make sure to go down to the bottom of it.
Here's some of the podcasts that are on the ballot. Above us, I'm just real quickly, Making a Martini.
I listen to that every week.
Everybody loves a good martini, right? Okay,
oh, absolutely.
So, vodka or gin?
Here's another one. Iron City Rocks. Like, you know, I don't want to relive my childhood again out in the garage listening to my father and his neighborhood friends, Dave, Dick, and Donnie, get all shit faced off Iron City and talk about how much it rocks and how it'll put hair on your nuts. Another one, girls running shit.
What are they running?
Where are you running to? What? And then we got Greenfield's Finest Podcast. All right, when I got to this one, I was like, now I feel better because these are some of the finest individuals come out of, you know, one of Pittsburgh's most prestigious neighborhoods. So,
right. And was that
how about No Hugging, No Learning, followed by Healing Hearts?
Yeah,
we're getting beat by Steve from Blue's Clues and fucking Barney Bros.
Yeah, but remember, Dev, caring is sharing.
I know. Hey, and I'm in no way, shape, or form talking shit on any of these podcasts. I haven't listened to any of them. I'm sure they're great, and You know, if anything, I'm just trying to. This is kind of like a any given Sunday halftime speech here to myself and the boys. But you know, like I said, I'm sure the Art Bitches podcast is great. You know, because it's Art Bitches. You know,
I mean, my personal thought on just what I just heard: we're trying to turn Pittsburgh into Oprah Winfrey land instead of the sports loving diehard fans that we are. What's going on here?
You get a podcast, and you get a podcast.
We all get a podcast.
Hopefully somebody from the Pittsburgh City Paper or over at that publication that I don't even know how is still in business after they took out the ads for Rick's Cabarets and the Club Eroticas and the Escorts off the back page. But hopefully somebody's listening and they put us on the ballot. But I'm sure actually nobody is because we're in the pull-down tab. But.
Well, there could be a thing there. This year the new nominees get the pull-down and the ones that were nominated last year are already up there. That could be the case too. So yeah. Since we're rookies.
Who gets to pick this stuff? Is it some stoner horoscope writer over at the paper that was probably like, Steelers Realm.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Well, like I said, maybe we're just nominated this year, you know? So maybe all last year's nominees are still there. They made the static page.
I just clicked the link. The people have spoken. We're on the ballot.
Oh, really?
We're on the ballot. We're above Bubba now.
Somebody's listening. Nice. We're above.
We got more nominations. We must have got it. We got promoted. So I take everything back, PGH City Paper, and I don't take anything back about the podcasts that are also nominated, though.
Good deal. Stiller Nation, help us out, man. You know, help us out. We could use it. We appreciate your support. We bring this every day. We don't get paid a dime for it. We just do it because we love it, and we want to share it with our fans, too. So good stuff, Dev. Thanks for
chiming
in.
How about this one? Last one.
All right.
She, S-H-E, and then in all caps, Nanny, and then Gans. She Nanny Gans.
That's too good. That's too good. Play with words. All right. Well, let's move on. Le'Veon Bell in the news again, stirring stuff up. Is he the next AB?
Well, look, you've seen how well it worked for AB, so, you know, he might end up down in Tampa before it's all over with, too.
Hey, maybe. So yeah, that are all the has-beens go to die.
Yeah, he basically said that he would never play for Andy Reid again, and then obviously people came after him online, so he posted all these posts yesterday that they don't know what Andy said to him and that he's sticking by what he said and yada, yada, yada. And it's like, dude, people are coming after you because Andy Reid's like the most likable coach in the NFL, in like NFL history. Like, he's the most relatable, too. They asked him, what are you doing after Super Bowl? And he said he's going to have two cheeseburgers. I mean, like, people love that guy, you know? And he put his time in, and he finally got a championship team. But it's and he gives guys second chances all the time down there in Kansas City and in Philly, too, when he was coaching there. So
let's just speculate. What do you think lovable Andy Reid could have said that got Bell's panties in a bunch? I mean, you're washed up, you're used material, you're a better rapper than a football player. I mean, what do you think Randy could have done or Andy could have done?
Well, I think when
a better rapper than a football player.
Yeah, when Lev Bell came up and said, can I put me in, coach? He said, go sit down. How about now, coach? Go sit down.
Yeah, I mean, because whatever happened, let's face it, he only got, like, what, three touches throughout the entire postseason?
Yeah. There's a big fall off between him playing with the Jets in 2019 and last year. I mean, with the Jets, he even though he had the worst offensive line in the NFL, he still had showed some signs of promise, still got 2-3 yards every carry. Last year, he didn't do nothing, man. Apparently, he doesn't like to practice, I guess, and, like, I don't know. It's been a huge fall from grace quickly for that guy.
Well, didn't this latest little episode of stuff, didn't this all start from a Steeler fan saying that, dude, you should have signed with Pittsburgh and got your money when you had the chance? And he kind of flipped it around and said, Steelers should have signed me when they had the chance kind of thing?
Yeah. And where he's at now is, you know, the denial stage that every top athlete hits when they're not on top anymore. He's got to realize he's a third down back. But I was looking into it online. Apparently, he's like a he's on a path to be a professional Super Smash Brothers player. I never knew this about the guy, LeVon Bell. He throws a tournament every year. And some of the people that are other pro Smash players are saying stuff about him. Like, not going to lie, his edge guard and offstage play is extremely crisp. Shit's hard to play that consistently. But he's playing with Mega Man, who literally has some of the best tools for the edge guarding in the game. But still, solid stuff. Like, he's going to be a professional Super Smash Brothers player before he probably plays with another football team.
Dude, I have no idea what you just said.
Thank God you said that, JT, because I'm like, what the hell is Smash Brothers?
What is he talking about?
Super Smash Bros? I guess you guys don't know.
Layman's terms, Dev. Come on. That's simple.
A game where, like, it has all the characters, like Mario, Yoshi, and you fight. It's like a 1v1, like kind of like a Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter, and you're 1v1 fighting each other with all these different, Nintendo characters. It started out for the N64. It was pretty sweet, but the one on GameCube was the one that took it to the next level.
People
play competitively for millions of dollars.
So what are you saying? I need a Pokemon card to get involved with this or what?
No, you don't. But,
oh, boy. Oh, okay.
He's got a better chance of being a pro Smash player, I guess. But he doesn't take feedback well, LeVon Bell, because I don't know if you guys remember whenever he posted his rap video for the first time back in March of 2019.
Oh, yeah,
he said, "Are you ready?" Yeah, and then he asked for feedback. He put fire or trash, the fire emergency or trash can. And, Keenan Allen, another professional football player for the San Diego Chargers, replied to him and gave him feedback and said, "I got to keep it banned, bro. This ain't it." And he put the trash can emoji. And LeVon Bell didn't take kind to that feedback. And Keenan Allen basically told him, if you had real friends, they would have told you this is trash, which is kind of sad.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well,
kinda
but
sad.
It was the truth.
It was the truth. It's trash.
It's too bad, man, because the dude was phenomenal when he was with Pittsburgh until he started getting banged up and wasn't. They just ran him. They ran him into the ground, They ran him beyond his means. But
Terry and Matthew came out today too and basically called Bell lazy in practice and told him he's backing Andy Reid. And then, of course, at the end of the tweet, he made it about himself and said, "I'm built different." But death taxes an athlete saying I'm built different,
And we've got another Steelers running back who evidently is built different.
Yeah. According to
the AP, and that's not the Associated Press. Here's my question. With Adrian Peterson coming out, of course, now Adrian will go down as one of the greats. And granted, I think his career in the end kind of took a sideway path, not due to him, but due to the injury and Minnesota giving up on him and then kind of bouncing around. But he's still
wouldn't be due to him beating his son with a switch, would it?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
There's 50 million people across America still beating their kids with a switch. I can give you a switch story if you want, but that's not where I'm going on this. All right, and maybe more parents should beat their kids with a switch. I don't know. The jury's still out on that.
He wouldn't still be in the league if he wasn't bankrupt, would he?
Look, his personal finances, I can't help it. He went to the school of Terrell Owens, okay? I mean, the league puts these rookie classes in place for a reason. If he chose to sleep on that day, again, that's not my fault. I'm just talking about the player himself, commenting on Harris being built different. So my question is, yes, we know everybody's talking about Najee right now. However, it looks as if our rivals, our nemesis, the Baltimore Ravens, are taking a peek at another AKA built different running back, which, by the way, was supposed to have opened up the market for running backs when he received his millions of dollars and Bell was still begging for his. So with Todd Gurley now being courted, what do you guys think about courting Adrian Peterson as a third down back?
Yeah, there was rumors early on in the offseason. Who knows? Maybe they might bring him in for camp.
I mean, do you think it's worth bringing in a veteran just for, like, a Deuce Staley? I mean, do you think that would be beneficial? And do you think AP has a little left in the tank?
He's got to. He's like $30 million in debt. So, but I think it would be. The oldest guy in the running back room for like the past 5 years is like 22 years old.
And you figure the oldest guy now is what, Jalen? And chances of him making the team are slim to none.
Yeah. That whole experiment's got to be over.
Right.
Yeah.
So, do we look at an AP?
But you know what? The chances actually of Jalen Samuels being gone aren't that much anymore, because he was a tight end in college, and we turned him into a running back. And Matt Canada, that's like his dream. He's got a chub on just thinking of a running back / tight end, because he loves both positions. He loves that wing back. So he'll probably still be on the team.
Wing back / H-back / man in motion.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know. So, but anyhow, the root of the comments regarding Najee Harris, what was the point of that discussion? Whether he was just built different, or like, what was it? His work ethic? What was he really kind of speaking about?
So Bleacher Report posted a post about Najee Harris and, our running back coach, Eddie Faulkner, making a comment about how his work ethic is crazy. And they told him, he hangs out at the facility for hours after practice still working. And they told him he's got to go home. And Adrian Peterson just commented on it online and said he's built different. And then gave the looks like chains emoji.
X's and chains. Yeah.
So maybe Adrian Peterson's like trying to slide into the Steelers defense.
He's buddying up. Hey, Najee. Me and you, man. Me and you.
So if they want him to go home, does that mean he gets like a library card and he goes to the to the Steelers library and gets to take home film at night, checks it out, and then brings it back in the morning?
Yeah, for real. I guess they don't want him like Tim Tebow and himself, because apparently Tim Tebow, remember him at Florida? He wouldn't leave the weight room, and then he turned into like a tight end, looking like a tight end. Well, now he is a tight end. So I guess they don't want him to overwork himself.
Yeah. He does look in great shape, man. And I think even Tomlin commented on that. I saw a couple comments on him that he's already in physical shape for camp, which is probably more than a lot of guys that come in. remember Casey Hampton? There was a couple of times like he wasn't even he was like on the pup list because he couldn't even run down the field, couldn't even do his sprints. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I'm dating myself.
I used to torch Cowher's ass.
Oh, he used to get so fired. Yep.
Oops. Yeah, every year it was a question: is he going to pass the conditioning test?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Snacks.
Well, big snacks need to lay off the snacks. There's a segment. Where are you now? Is he 425 pounds? And is he going to be the next one on my 800 pound life? Got to bring in a crane to get him out of bed.
You watch. He's probably slimmed down to like 185 pounds, and you wouldn't even recognize.
Going to be on The Bachelor next season.
Yeah, that's good. Well, let's speaking of OTAs, and we're starting into minicamp here. What are we looking for? We'll get into that a little bit, but we got Devin Bush coming back. He was in the news here. A recent comment, Dev would.
Yeah, he basically said he's ready for start training camp. Feels great. Apparently, him and Zach Banner are buddies in this off season and have, you know, rehabbed together, worked out together. But he said his knee's 80 to 90% recovered. He expects to be at 100% by training camp. And somebody asked him if he feels that he's, you know, back up to speed where he could cover, you know, Jarvis Landry one on one in the slot, and he said that he could. Which for me, that brought back flashbacks of that Keenan Allen Chargers Sunday Night Football game where they came all the way back and beat us a few years ago, which contributed to us missing the playoffs because they had man coverage on him with linebackers the entire game. And he torched us.
Yeah.
Badly. But there were some bad calls in that game, man, too. I don't want to have to read
the fumble.
How about the left tackle jumping offside? Nobody calls it. Touchdown.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on.
I remember flipping out about that.
I guess OBJ is even looking good in Browns camp right now, and everybody's pretty excited about him. And there's talk about sliding him to the inside in the slot as well. Does the Steelers have their hands full since we were exposed there at the later part of the season next year if Devin's not 100% and we've got to rely on Spillane to cover?
They said that they're going to put Spillane and Bush together.
Right, so what does that mean?
They're going to be in the middle together. So I think Bush is going to be the primary cover guy, obviously. If there needs to be a guy that splits out. But all this news is coming out about the Browns, how they all look great, because Jarvis Landry just had his celebrity softball game over the weekend, and they all hit home runs and acted like they just hit walk-offs to win the World Series like frigging Joe Carter.
Or Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah. Bobby B.
Yeah.
Bobby B.
There's a blast.
Day's coming up soon.
Did you see whose birthday it is? Turned 70.
Who's that?
Dave Parker.
Oh, yeah.
He was over the weekend.
Cobra. Yep.
Cobra. He needs to be in the Hall of Fame of baseball.
He does.
Yeah, before he dies. I mean, what's up with that? Maybe we ought to have a whole baseball segment on that. That's crazy.
It's because the baseball writers are the most stuck-up people in all of sports, and he was tied to the cocaine days in Pittsburgh. So once they all die off, he'll get voted in.
Yeah, if.
A lot of what ifs and maybes.
Yep. Excuse me.
But did you see the one workout that Chase Claypool is now doing to get ready for OTAs?
No, I did not. What's the scoop there?
Oh, man. If you ain't caught it, you got to get on Gangster Granny on the YouTube channel, because he is training out with the world's fastest, smallest midget. He's looking great, buddy. I'm telling you, you should have seen him juke him. And then not only did he juke him, he jumped straight over top of him. It was poetry in motion. And then drug him for a touchdown. I got to hand it to him, man. It's a hell of a workout program he's got going on Gangster Granny. Got to check it out, Steelers Nation.
Okay. We going to share that link, Dev?
Yeah, I'm not giving them any publicity. Go check it out on their YouTube channel. The guy sold out. It's midgets and the woman with the largest breasts in the world now on his YouTube channel in the thumbnails.
Oh, no.
Chase Claypool didn't even make the thumbnail or title of that video, but he's in it.
No, but the booty did.
Yeah, the thumbnail is a woman doing squats next to a midget.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Little side note here. Little fact. I just came across this. You'll appreciate this. Kevin Dotson played 358 offensive snaps last season. You know how many sacks he gave up?
Zero.
Dude's a stud, man.
Yeah, he's a stud, and that's sweet and all. But like the thought that comes to my mind here, and I'm being a little pessimistic, I guess, is Ben Roethlisberger also had the quickest release last year. It was like 2.1 seconds or whatever.
Washed up.
So, I mean, he didn't. There wasn't much time that he needed to block in the passing game.
No, true. But he still get Ben's got still got sacked though, dude. He still got sacked.
Yeah, that was when he was, the ball
for I guess it was our guy Hossenhauer.
Yeah, whenever he held on the ball 3 seconds, he got sacked by whoever Hossenhauer or Big Al was blocking.
Yeah, right, right.
But that's sweet. I love Kevin Dotson. I mean, number 69, fan favorite.
Oh, what a great number. What a great number, too. Yeah, definitely.
So then tell me, guys, now that we're into the mini camps, mandatory OTAs, what is it that you guys feel that we need to accomplish in 3 whopping days before they take the next 30 off?
That's a good point. Good point. Who wants to go first? Dev, you want to jump in?
What's the question again? I'm sorry.
What is it that we need to look out for in the OTAs? What is it that Steeler fans want to see? The most important thing that they feel they need to see to show that this team has made some progress and that we're actually going to be contenders and not pretenders this year?
Yeah, it's easy. The offensive line.
Okay. So
improve.
So now with the offensive line improved, now I'm going to play devil's advocate. You have 6'8", Zach Banner, left tackle. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to move him over to right tackle, and we're going to take our right tackle, and we're going to put him at left tackle in Chuck Okafor. Is that really the move that we're looking for, and why would we do that?
So Chuck's at left?
Chuck's, they're saying Chuck's is going to left. Zach is going to right.
Maybe Big Ben trusts Chuck's a little bit more. He's played with him more. Protects his backside. That's an important position.
That could
Maybe
be.
Maybe Steelers trust him more.
That could be. That's a good point.
Do you think we've seen enough of him at right tackle to say that he's going to be able to protect the backside on the left? I mean, because let's face it, this was the same guy last year who, even though Tomlin said, oh, it was a tight race between him and Banner, you know, for right tackle, that, you know, he's NFL caliber. He actually got it by, you know, process of elimination and Zach getting hurt. But he was not the first choice. But he is the first choice now for left?
Well, I can tell you one guy that we've seen or have seen more snaps that he's seen more snaps than, I'm sorry, that Chucks has seen more snaps than, that's Zach Banner, because Zach Banner has been hurt or playing wingback. So he's got more experience than Banner.
Yeah, maybe that's the case. Maybe it just boils down to that. All right. So, well, coming up, guys, Steel City Star Spotlight Player of the Week. But before we do that, I'm going to chime in on my thoughts. Something I'd like to see is I'd like to see Dwayne Haskins kind of move into that number two spot.
Well, he does have the prettiest throwing motion that Ben has ever seen.
So they say.
The magical arm.
But the question is has Ben, with all the extra studying he's been doing to learn the new Canadian offense, that rubbed off on young Dwayne Haskins on how to take an NFL quarterback more seriously?
Maybe he's staying away from the strip clubs, because there ain't many good ones in Pittsburgh. That's a good thing. He probably walked in the beehive, took one look around, and walked back out and said, I think I'm done.
He didn't even stick around to get in Iron City?
No, he knows how much Iron City rocks. He probably listens to the podcast.
He probably walked in there and seen Dan, Doug, and Dick sitting at the bar and said, I got to go.
Yeah, screw this. Or he counted all the amount of teeth that the woman had on one hand and said, I got to go.
You got to go. I'm out of here. Well, I tell you what, JT, I hope you're right and that Dwayne does elevate up to second string. I am kind of looking forward to that. But I think my biggest concern that I'm waiting to see is how our secondary shakes out. Because we had a huge curveball thrown to us with Steve Nelson jumping ship.
Yeah, good point. Another area that we were wondering if we were going to bring a veteran back in there. I mean, we got Joe.
Shermanator has been very, very silent here. We haven't heard nothing there. Even our boy from Pennsylvania himself, old Hooker.
That Hooker from Newcastle.
he's gone on the down low. He's been hiding and lurking in the shadows.
He's basically been, the NFL teams have been tossing him around like a beach ball at a Nickelback concert. He's visited like five teams already. That Hooker's been tossed around.
Yeah, Hooker's been tossed around, and all it's got is a number for a good time. Please call.
Yeah, saw his number on the bathroom stall down in Mario's.
All right. Hey, a little side note. We had a birthday yesterday. Former Steeler. Tight end, Vance McDonald, the Vanimal. Happy 31st birthday, Vanimal.
31? Get him out of retirement.
I'm telling you.
He's still got 6 years to go yet.
Does.
Happy birthday, Vanimal. I hope the farming's life is treating him justice.
I'm sure he's loving it. I'm sure he's loving it. I'm sure his body's loving it, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of wear and tear.
So, well, guys, before we jump into the Steel City Star Spotlight Player of the Week, anything else we wanted to add? TA, did you throw your two cents in on what we expect?
Yeah, I was on the secondary. You were on the quarterback, and Dev is on the offensive line.
Yeah, we got it covered then.
Now, whether or not we're going to see any kind of improvement in 3 days is, you know, yet to be seen. I think that there's probably been more put into this than what there needs to be, but it'll be interesting to see where it goes. I think everything revolves around the Canadian offense, though.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly. Going to be interesting to see how that develops through training camp once time starts, too. So,
One thing for certain, it'll be overanalyzed. So, we'll know who was taking a shit and what they had for breakfast that morning. Yeah, the Pittsburgh media is on top of it.
And heaven forbid if it falters, because we're just going to never hear the end of it.
That's true. Well, hey, speaking of media, I just got some news today that I'll be one of the representatives from our radio station heading down to Media Day at training camp, too, guys.
Ooh, congratulations, JT.
Thank you. I'm excited about it. Yeah, we'll have complete full access to all the media crew, all the announcers, we'll be on the sidelines, on the field, during practice, have access to some players, and probably some interview time there, too. So, looking forward to it. I wish I could get a couple more tickets, man.
Well, I was just going to ask, I mean, did you get allotted somebody to carry the microphone bag and somebody to carry the camera? I mean, you know, Dev and I got nothing going on that week. I mean, you know, we could slip your equipment around just like the next guy.
Absolutely.
Can for $5.25 an hour.
We need a tech team, right?
Right, right.
I need my tech team with me. Yeah, me and Jake heading down there. I'm excited, man. We're also, you know, we're going to try to get down there too. TA, I don't know if you can make it. I know Dev's kind of looking at his schedule and kind of playing it by ear, but we're going to try to spend another day down at training camp just hanging out with fans. With you guys, Steeler Nation, too. So, we'll try to bring some goodies and some swag down with us. Minimal case, get around and chat with everybody. Maybe you could be on the podcast, too. Get your comments on there. So, pretty excited about it, man. Last year we kind of got a curveball thrown at us. We were all planning to do that then, and And, you know, then the China virus hit. Oh, wait, I'm not allowed to say that, am I?
Yeah, we're going to have to cut that.
Yeah, we're going to have to edit that out. Yeah, the Wuhan virus. Oh, no, that's not it either.
Freaking Chinese virus, man.
Sorry, yeah.
You know what? If we don't win this Pittsburgh best podcast competition, election's rigged.
You're going to go on.
Calling it right now.
Go on the record right now and say that, too. All right, so without further ado, how about a little blurb on Steel City Star as we get into our Steel City Star Spotlight Player of the Week, Lewis Lips. Don't forget, guys, Dev, why don't you give us a plug for Steel City Star, where you can find some of his great video material and Steelers videos from the past and the future, or not the future, but the past and the current.
Yeah, no, the video we're going to be sharing this week is, he just put out a video, Lewis Lips Sinks Pirate Ships. And it's him torching the Bucks.
Nice.
So, but yeah, go to www.steelcitystar.com. Check him out on Twitter at Steel City Star. The links are going to be in the description of this podcast. So check it out.
So Louis Lips, man, a staple receiver from the Steelers, drafted in 84, played the whole way through 91 with the Steelers. His first-round pick out of Southern Miss, number 23 overall. Cool stuff. I got a Louis Lips story for you guys too. But let's continue to honor him with some of his statistics and you know, some of his career contributions to the Steelers. Thinking back over those days, teamed up with John Stallworth when he was a rookie. What a lucky guy. Yeah,
John really took him under his wing in those earlier days. I mean, because you got to figure that was John was on his way out, already had 4 Super Bowl rings. He's seen Lewis Lips come in as a first-round draft pick, and those might have been Lewis Lips' 2 finest years with the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Where he really flourished.
You could arguably say that his rookie year was John Stallworth's most productive year with the Steelers when he had 80 receptions and 11 touchdowns and made a Pro Bowl.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
So.
Well, Lips' second season in 85 exceeded 1,000 yards. Had 1,134 yards, 12 touchdown receptions, named first team All-Pro by the Newspaper Enterprise Association and the Pro Football Writers Association. Second team All-Pro by Associated Press, too. Now, isn't the Pro Football Writers Association, aren't they the ones that nominate the Hall of Fame? Guys, aren't they the ones that vote on the Hall of Fame?
No, there's some... there's some writers that are involved with that, but it's not the association themselves.
Oh, okay.
Because every city has X amount of writers that are a part of the Associated Press and a part of the election committee.
Okay. All right. So, looking back, watching him in his playing days, TA, what's your fondest memory, Louis Lips?
You know, I think Louis Lips as a wide receiver was a great wide receiver, and what gets overlooked for him is, I mean, he did not have a quarterback that was worth 2 cents. I mean, we're talking like Mark Malone, David Woodley, Bubby Brister. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, I think, honestly, the best quarterback he had was when all of Steelers Nation had the Scott Campbell frenzy going on back there in 85 and thought he should be the starting quarterback because he come in and had a duck-like effect on the fans during that time. So, I mean... Lewis's only season of 1,000 yards was that second year, but yet he was just he was just the as Coward would like to say, the consummate pro, and that's what he's best remembered for. I mean, we can go into how he can catch footballs with his face mask, but I'll leave that for somebody else.
Well, I actually met Louie Lips at a golf event, and him and I believe it was Robin Cole were kind of guests. That there was a charity event held down in Blairsville, and actually rode with Robin Cole in my cart, he and I, but got together afterwards. Great guy to be around, too. Great personality. Reminded me a lot of Hines Ward. Just always, he had always a perpetual smile on his face. Would take a second to say hi, shake your hand. And then we ran into him again that night after we got home, cleaned up, and went out. He was up at Coney hanging out, shooting pool back there. So we got together with him again that night. But what a great guy, man. So my little Louie Lips story.
Down at the Pony. The county, I mean.
So that year.
County.
How about this name? Of the draft selections from 84, this dude I can't even pronounce, but Weegee Thompson. Do you remember Weegee Thompson?
Absolutely.
There's your Chris Bounds, Scott Campbell. We're in that.
Weegee Thompson. Remember the, we used to have a Weegee. So do you remember when they came out with the little Steeler trolls with the little yellow hair?
Yeah.
we had one of them, and we nicknamed him Weegee, and that was our good luck doll. We would give old Weegee's hair, a little spin, you know, for us to come back. That was our rally cry, old Weegee. He's still alive. He doesn't look as good as he did back in the 80s, but, oh, yeah, old Weegee Thompson.
Yeah, and Terry Long is in that draft as well. Along with some other guys that probably never made it through training camp.
Yeah, those were some rough years.
Interesting. Yeah, they certainly were. They certainly were. So our Steel City Star Spotlight Player of the Week, Mr. Louis Adam Lips. We're 1962, August 9th, 1962. So he's 1 year younger than me. How about that? I dated myself there. All right, Cass, anything else to throw in there? I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said you're still a young man.
Still a puppy. Still a puppy.
Still a puppy.
Feeling it. Got white hair, but I got all of it. I guess I can't.
They call that distinguished now, JT.
I guess so. A distinguished senior. What's up, Boy Wonder? Just wandered in. What's up? You want to say hi? Over here.
Hey.
What are you doing, Boy Wonder?
He can't hear you. Here.
Put the headphones on. Get the pants on.
Hello?
Hey, what are you doing, Boy Wonder?
Just going to bed
you
now.
You excited for OTAs to kick off tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
What does Steeler Nation need to look out for OTAs tomorrow? What's the most concerning hot spot? I don't know.
Well, hey,
you know what? That's probably better than half the writers in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know.
What do you want to know?
Did you know I got voted to the All-Stars in baseball?
Nice,
well,
dude.
Well, congratulations.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Are you going in as the home run hitter or the super fastball pitcher?
I'm both.
Ooh, well, congratulations, young man.
Nice.
So anything for Steelers Nation you want to put out there for us?
The Steelers need to win. They better not suck.
All right.
All right.
17 games.
All right. You heard it here. Straight from the mouths of babes.
17 games.
17 games. What's our record going to be? We'll go ahead and go early. But it's not prediction week yet, but we'll go.
12-5.
Oh.
12-5.
Do we make the playoffs or not?
All right.
Yes.
We make the playoffs?
Hmm.
Wild card or division? Division winner.
Wild card.
Wild card. That's probably a good call.
All right, buddy. All right. 12-5, going to the playoffs with a wild card.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mark it down.
All right.
All right. You heard it here first, Steelers Nation.
Night.
Good night, young man. Don't forget to say your prayers.
He does. All right, Steeler Nation. Well, hey, there we go. Even a little something from the Boy Wonder chiming in there. So, anyhow, guys, hey, great to hang with you again. Talking Steelers. Looks like it's going to be fun rest of the week here as we continue through OTAs. So, guys, keep your ears peeled and looking forward to some developments as we go. We'll keep you posted along the way. And don't forget to vote for us out at the City Paper, Pittsburgh City Paper. Link will be in the podcast notes, as well as it will be tweeted out by our Twitter master himself. So make sure to give us a vote, man. Appreciate it. Guys, careful in the hot tub, man. Have a great week. Catch up with you soon.
Be good, Steelers Nation. Enjoy the summertime weather.
Catch you later, Steelers Nation.
Check back next week into the Steelers Realm podcast.